This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Welcome to the My Old Man Said podcast. It's something for the weekend time. Joining me to discuss all matters, Villa versus Gunners, Mr. Chris Budd. Welcome back.
Hello, hello. You good?
You see, I'm very excited. We're in Europe. We're battling on all fronts. You seem to be really down about this Villa-Lille game.
I think we're both equally measured, aren't we?
I think you're a little
I'm glad of the win.
You're a little bit downer than me, I think.
The job's not done yet, that's all.
Well, I know that, yeah, well. Because the reality is, we did well, but it's a tough tie, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
We did well, but it, in terms of walking away thinking, oh, we're going to go through to the next round, wasn't that clear cut. A win is a win. Good news is, no away goals rules anymore, so that's a big, big, big positive.
Thank God.
That means it's going to penalties, people.
Well, at least you've got the best goalie in the world at penalties.
Well, that's what I was thinking, walking away from...
He's due a moment like that, at some point. He's going to have his... He has to be centre stage at some point, David.
Well, he made about 5 saves in that game.
Yeah.
So that is one key thing. But also, I'd like to see Ollie Watkins practicing penalties pretty much 24/7 over the next week. Because he will be a key one that, as a fan, you'd be thinking, a bit 50-50 here. But if he scores a penalty in a shootout, Watkins, I think we win because of the Martinez factor. But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We're not getting ahead of ourselves. This is the Gunners.
Got to go to Arsenal first.
Yeah, this is what I don't like about this game. The fact that Arsenal have had 2 extra days
rest
from their European excursions. I mean, if they had the Wednesday game, I'd be feeling a bit better, but they got the Tuesday game, and 2 days is a big advantage. Considering the intensity of the European games being quarterfinals, and you've kind of got to go for it. The Duran-Watkins switch with Aregmanum coming on for Tillemans, they scored 2 minutes after that. I think that was with one eye on if the Premier League had done what the French league did and said, oh, you know, have the weekend off, we'll postpone those fixtures so you can focus solely on the quick turnaround of your quarterfinal, then I don't think that substitute would have been made. And we might have seen out at 2-0. But these are the circumstances we have to deal with. After the game, I tweeted, at least at the Emirates, we're going to have a lot of good defensive practice.
Yeah.
Because... Two different games, wasn't it, at Villa Park? The Manchester City one and Arsenal. The one against Manchester City was very much, we just went for it 100%, playing to our best. At the final whistle, visibly, the players were exhausted. A lot of them dropped to the ground. By the time we played Arsenal, we were fucked.
Yeah, and it showed. I mean, we held on, didn't we, really, in that
game? Such a quick turnaround. And in that game, I mean, we said that we perhaps chose to shoot to the halt in the first half, and it was us that had made that call, because we knew we potentially had a good 45 minutes in us, got an early goal, and then we were just holding on. Now, I think we did really well to shut them out on that day. It's not that long ago. I think the Kamara factor is a big thing.
Yep.
But not so long ago, where actually we held out the two best, I'm saying the two best teams now after Liverpool flunked the coefficient in their European game. But we kept them both out. But now you wouldn't bet on us keeping anybody out at the moment. That's a weird thing. It's the same back four.
But you call it out, and to us it's stating the bleeding obvious, but we get called negative if we do that. But you can only take the evidence that's in front of you, and defensively we're just not quite there at the moment. Going forward, we remain, you know, to carry a punch. Bearing in mind, actually, we're playing an Arsenal team who I would say in the Premier League are probably the best defensive side. They're one of the few who've actually got a fairly decent defensive record.
As always, this episode of the My Old Man Said podcast is sponsored by Green King Sport, where football is more than a game. The league season is entering the business end, and Green King Sport venues are showing every single televised Aston Villa fixture over the run-in. With more than 900 sports pubs across the UK, it doesn't matter where you're based, you can catch every single minute of the action. Football is best enjoyed with your mates, so if you're not at the ground this month, get a text in the group chat and head to your local Green King Sports venue to catch the game. Don't forget to download the Green King Sports app to enjoy exclusive competitions and discounts whenever there's a game on. Let's look at their form. I think last season was a big lesson to this season, because they had it going forward, but they were probably perhaps didn't have the bottle, did they, when it came to the run-in? And you've seen
the experience, really, because it's a new team.
Yeah, but they've also had to add a little bit of pragmatism to it. And you perhaps saw it in their recent game against Manchester City, the 0-0 draw. That was an Arsenal team that had learnt from the season before and had adjusted to be tougher. And that's what we've been saying about the Villa situation. Like, it doesn't matter how good you are going forward, if you haven't got your defensive organisation down, you ultimately will not fulfil your ambition. And, you know, I think Arsenal have learned that lesson as well in this season. They're a more formidable, rounded beast, I would venture.
Very much so, yeah.
In terms of their home record, in terms of their home form, they are the in-form team at the moment, with 5 wins, 1 draw. Villa in 9th place, 2 wins, 2 draws, 2 losses. In terms of home record, Arsenal 3rd best. They do have that one loss on their record. Do you know who it was against?
Their home record?
Yeah.
It was it Brentford or Fulham?
Only losing to West Ham can happen to the best of us. Well, we haven't actually this season, have we?
We haven't, David.
Managed to get through a season without losing to West Ham. That's progress in my book. So, Villa, bad news for you, Chris.
Oh, more.
Villa's home record is now only the 5th best.
Oh, dear.
Because Spurs are now 4th best home record. Although saying that, Villa's away record is 1 better than Spurs. So in terms of, just quickly for the Lille away game, Villa 4th best away record in the Premier League. So let's throw that one in as a positive to look forward to. But will it be the 4th best after we go to the Emirates? That is the question.
We've got a good record in London, haven't we, to be fair? Is it 9, I think, we're unbeaten? I think it's 9 unbeaten in trips to London, 6 wins, 3 draws, which is a very, very good tally so far, considering we lost 8 of the previous 9 before that. So long may that continue.
Recently, we've actually fared reasonably well against Arsenal at Villa Park.
We were great against them during lockdown, weren't we?
Yeah, we went on a run. I think we won 4, including a pre-season friendly. We won 4 games on the trot against them, which hasn't happened. Maybe not ever.
Generations, probably.
Maybe not ever. We're used to going on like 6-7 game runs of straight losses against them, especially in the 20-teens years. Is that even a decade? The 20-teens.
Yeah, I mean they've won 5 of the last 6 in the Premier League against us, so it would be a perfect time to turn that round.
I mean, in terms of the threat meeting, they're a very good team, I just think, across the board. I mean, Odegaard, and I think, is top class. Trossard, who looks like, I don't know if he's from the Adams family. He looks like he hasn't slept for about 8 weeks. But his impact, I mean, I don't think anybody's scored as many goals coming off the bench as him this season. What do you think of Havertz?
I think his overall play isn't too bad. I just don't. I think if Arsenal had a genuine goal scoring sort of number nine,
yeah,
I think they'd be in a fantastic position in the league, because I look at their midfield options, I think they're fantastic. I think the signing of Rice has really upped the ante with them. Jorginho's been a really savvy move for them. Jesus was useful. Saka does his thing. I do wonder actually if Saka will play in this one. I think they might just rotate a little bit and still be able to get away with it.
Would you be comfortable with Jesus being like your out and out number nine?
Not as a league winner. I think for probably everybody from about fourth down,
you'd
probably go, all right, yeah, good player. And he's a cracking player, but I just don't have him down as a 20 goals a season goal machine.
Because they're more playing him as a front three man.
Yeah.
To the side of Havertz. I mean, they kind of change around a little bit. Rice was an example of that added pragmatism. I think it was a perfect signing in many respects in terms of needs.
Yeah, and what they've got back. I think he's made a huge difference to them.
I'm just trying to think injury-wise if they have anybody. Because that was a question actually aimed at Arteta in his pre-match press conference for this game. It was mentioned that Villa had key players out and what he thought about that. And he said, well, we always use things like that to our advantage. So he's obviously, as other teams would have seen, I think the Kamara loss is one of them.
And of course, no Luiz. So you've lost your two sixes in this one. In that sense, you come, you know, when you go man to man across the lineups in midfield and you just respectfully to us, you kind of just go, it's a really big mismatch, this one.
Yeah.
In terms of individual personnel across that middle.
I mean, it's an easy thing to say this game will be won in the midfield, but
this one really will.
This one
it's not so much won, like it'll be dominated.
It'll be like General Custard's last stand, I think. It's not going to be one for the ages, this one.
I mean, our away form against the top six, bar that Spurs win, has not been too clever, has it? When you think about, 4-1 at Anfield, obviously got tonked at Liverpool as well.
Yeah, I think Arsenal have got a clean bill of health, really.
Pretty much. And they're getting guys back as well. They've got Partey, who's coming back now.
Yeah. There's nobody really that stands out as a major miss. Yeah, I mean, they've got a perfect situation. I mean, yes, they're battling on all fronts. They've got a tough, tough, tough game Bayern Munich, but they're a capable side, so they have a chance in that. We are kind of going into this game one arm tied behind a back because they've had that extra 2 days. We've got, not only have we got Kamara out, but Luiz is suspended. It's hard to fight a case here, even waste time pretending that we've got a serious chance here.
I mean, you're looking at, essentially, you're going to want Arsenal to have a real off day and Villa, well, I'll rephrase that, a depleted Villa, relatively, to play absolutely out of their skins.
But what about the situation where one eye has to be on that Lille game?
And yeah, I mean, it might be that Emery, similar to
City. Mentioned that because Emery did.
Yeah, he did.
Do the dirty at Manchester City with a bit of rotation.
He may do. I mean, he obviously knows he's going to have Luiz back for the second leg anyway.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking Emery's, if he plays percentages, I mean, I think he does play the percentages from that interview he did, that pre-match press conference he did around the FA Cup. He'll look at this Arsenal game and he think the chances of winning this are pretty low for all the reasons we've just mentioned. So you're in a situation where Spurs will play the day before early kickoff. Now, if Newcastle win that, I think that allows him to play the percentages here and he will probably do what he did against.
Even if they were to just get a point, I think he'd be like, yeah, I think you'd be looking at it going, right, okay, Spurs, it's another week where they're not going to get away from you.
Just talking about Emery's mindset in terms of what he did against City, where he thought, well, fuck, three big hitters are out. We've got injuries. We've got to focus on Lille. So he's rotating beyond what you'd expect. I think he'll do this against Arsenal.
Possibly.
I think you'll see a Rogbenham in there.
Possibly Diaby for Bailey.
Yeah, Diaby for Bailey. You've got to at least have something on the break to give yourself at least a
Moreno
chance.
For Dina if you're rotating, I don't know.
No, I'd be interested. Duran for Watkins?
I don't know. The other thing, of course, when you're talking about the percentage
plays, let's linger. What do you think?
No, I don't think he would. I think, if he's playing the percentages as well, he'll look at the fact that Spurs play Newcastle and depend on the result there. Also, the fact that Spurs don't play next week. So we've got Bournemouth at home, which is a big home game, that one. That is after fucking up against Brentford, that is a must win.
Well, Brentford was a must win as well. I'm talking about if Newcastle managed to beat Spurs, then I'm thinking possibly might go Duran for Watkins. I mean, I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying what he could do
Yeah.
based on what Manchester City's game threw up. because he'll just see it as, well, they're not gaining anything on us today. And actually, the Newcastle one is, of their four tough games to come, is probably the one that you would say that Spurs, you wouldn't be surprised if Spurs got something from it. So if they got nothing from it, then it gives Emery a little bit of room to rest up for the Lille game, which at this point, I think it's getting more important. If that coefficient gets fucked up by these other English teams, God damn them, then you want to be finishing the season winning that trophy if you're going to end up in the Europa League anyway. Because I think at the end of last season, how I saw this season, because people say, oh, you know, look at where we are. None of us foresaw we'd be here last season. That's bullshit, because from how we finished last season and how we were looking, the par for this season was we'd end up in the Europa League. And you'd have a good chance of winning that Europa Conference League because we've been the favourites from the start. You know, let's not forget. So that is the Champions League thing is the bonus. Now, I think there's more chance of us getting that. Obviously, if we finish fourth, I don't think fifth's something we can just kick back now and go, oh, well, we're going to, you know, we'll get that because of the coefficient. No. Not after what Liverpool was the key game there. Because that was meant to be the banker of them all. So it's getting complicated, isn't it, in terms of equations?
Now, yeah. Yeah. I think after Lille away, at least, I think we'll have a much clearer idea of probably what we need to do, regardless of what everybody else is or isn't doing.
I mean, if we get knocked out by Lille,
we just have to hope a little bit then.
There might be a hangover from that against Bournemouth. You know, you're building up Bournemouth to be a biggie, and quite rightly so. But as, you know, it's going to be a bit of a bitter taste to that one. So I want us to win that. Anyway, let's cut the crap. Mom's pool panel's result.
Sorry to say, home win.
Oh yeah, home win. It's kind of the manner of it for me. If we didn't have Europe next week, we were going full strength, and we had a couple of players here and there, then I'd be a bit more confident. But even then, I would be saying home win. I'd be confident of getting something, but I wouldn't be putting it out as a likely outcome.
Well, you're playing the form team in the division, and you're not the form team.
Yeah. You're trying to plug holes in a dam, and you're hoping you can keep them plugged until the end of the season. And you're trying to keep that dam from breaking up because, you know, this time next week, we could be in a world of pain, or we could be in a great position. This is how week to week this is now. It's kind of crazy.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.